Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 5, Amar's Attunement. Amar was afraid about the penance that souls had to pass through in Planet Solence. He remembered the craters that he had seen while falling. Lord Vadel, however, read his mind and smiled.
What you saw was not penance of souls, Amar. Those craters are meant for purifying the souls rescued from the black hole. Now don't ask me what black hole is. The facts should gradually reveal as you begin your journey here.
Amar had mixed feelings in his mind. Although he was comfortable by now, he still was not prepared to spend his after-death life in a lonely sanctuary.
Oh Lord Vadel, please, do not punish me by keeping me here forever. It's too lonely.
Poor Amars. No. I cannot keep you here. This is a sanctuary, and not a prison. I brought you here to attune you with the knowledge and divinity that you will need for your journey ahead. You need not be afraid of any penance, as your sins were partly neutralized by your virtuous karma and rest through your repentant ones. Your soul is as pure as your mind, and that is the reason why I brought you here. On leaving this place, you shall meet Mahesh, who is to guide you in your journey ahead. Before that, I need to attune you.
Puzzled Amar could not understand what Lord Vadel meant, while he was also rejoiced to be out of the lonely cage.
Amar, stop unnecessarily worrying and listen to me. It's time to gaze into my eyes and calm your mind. Leave everything behind. Your worries, your doubts, your pain. Just focus on what I say.
As soon as Amar gazes into Lord Vadel's eyes, he feels dizzy, while a bright golden ray of light emerges from Lord Vadel's forehead, penetrating into Amar's forehead, making Amar shut his eyes while a long smile emerges on his face. Amar's mind turned lighter and full of contentment. Never before had he felt so happy and cheerful. Amar was enjoying the blissful moment. The golden light covered the entire room, engulfing everything while it slowly diminishes. As the light diminishes, Amar appears to be resting on an open grassland, amidst sweetness of the aroma from the flowers and chirps of the songbirds. Amar looks around and felt rejoiced for being free.
It's open grassland everywhere, but nowhere can I find any sign of the soul whom I need to meet.
He looks around for trails that might guide him to a colony, but to no avail. Wondering what to do, he locates a tree and decides to rest under it for a while. As he proceeds, he hears mild tunes of flute. He follows the direction of the tune that turns louder as he moves. Finally, he spots a middle-aged man in white dress, sitting on a rock, surrounded by birds, reptiles, and wild animals, enjoying the tune. The tune being soothing and sweet, Amar found himself lost into it, and like others, he too joined the company.
Thank you.
The man concludes the performance. While the creatures disperse in form of vanishing souls, he faces Amar with a smile.
Great to see you, Amar. Finally, you are here.
Amar was taken by surprise.
How do you know me? Are you
Mahesh? Yes, I am Mahesh. I have been waiting for you since a long time. Lord Vedal had instructed me to guide and mentor you. Until you get acquainted with planet Solance and its code of conduct.
Hey, Mahesh. Great to see you. Are we alone here?
There are many. I will be taking you to the colony, of which you shall be a part too. So, shall we move?
How far is it from here?
You shall see for yourself.
Mahesh stood up, took his staff and waved 5 times in clockwise direction and anti-clockwise direction, while he muttered the hymn.
In the carriage, driven by time, I will be there, as fast as a chime.
Amar could see dense fog gather around them and fade off as fast as they gathered. As the fog dispersed, Amar looked around and could not believe what he saw.